Season finale. Something that you're used to. Sorry for all the stuff you listen to, but that's your problem. There isn't any prize. We have no confetti, dude. So let's summarize. Sweeter than wine, sweeter than wine. Listen to your ears delight. You know that you want it bad. Get ready for tonight's season finale.
Welcome to the season 4 finale.
Welcome.
And as promised, without further ado, and no emails, the season finale is, drumroll please, Brent. Slurping pudding through straws. As Brandon recommended, he has a larger straw than I do.
Oh, thank you for saying recommended, not requested.
Well, so we have a couple of snack packs here, both of them chocolatey.
This isn't even fully inserted.
I think that will benefit. If you fully insert the straw, Brand, you will gather the stuff from the bottom of the cup. That is disgusting. If you ever have the misfortune of putting a straw in a snack pack, do not lift it out for any reason. It looks like you're slurping liquid turd.
Well, we're gonna do it anyway.
I'm gonna get sick.
Do it now?
Yeah.
We don't gotta eat the whole thing, right?
No, that's the finale.
All right.
Three, two, one.
Oh my god, how's that thin straw working for you? Okay, ready? Has a limit! This is as far as it goes!
That's because you bent yours. Look, I'm almost there.
I unbent it.
Well. I got some.
You gotta, like, use your teeth to create, like, a little. That's why it sounds so gross.
We're actually doing this. Dude, and I got some pudding.
When you purse your lips and suck a little bit at a time, it tastes like peanut butter.
I think you have a skewed perception of peanut butter.
It's been a while since I've had it. Almost,
you know,
10 years.
Not as bad as I was imagining, but does not go well with my whiskey and Red Bull.
Dude, it works better to just stab it, and then just put your teeth on the end and go.
Like a small spoon.
You're exactly right. Oh, fuck. This is like, I don't know how many of you out there are smokers, but if you ever had a buddy that rolled a joint too tight, that's what this is. But not as satisfying.
And not for a half an hour.
We're grown men. Sucking a snack pack their straw.
You really need, like, those milkshake-sized straws. Which are...
This is like a diet, you know? Like, you gotta work for it if you want some unhealthy food.
That's the secret? You have to eat everything through a straw for your diet to work? I've been KO'd. I had my little bit of pudding through a straw. Are you getting it going? Well, good news and bad news. Good news is that's not the actual season finale. The bad news is I'm never eating a snack pack again.
Sorry, snack pack. We know you paid
You've
us.
You've lost a customer.
I was going to say they paid us for the...
Oh, yeah, they're our endorser this episode.
Mm.
Oh, shit. You didn't pick a coin.
Why? We gotta flip a coin?
Yeah, to see who goes first.
Oh.
Well, we've never done one like this before.
Yeah, we have.
What?
Literally every season.
We have never sucked down a snack pack.
Okay, that's fine. This was a contest because we said we were going to do it.
Oh! Oh! What a horrible blend.
Yeah.
Man.
I didn't think it would hit me so soon, but I'm definitely getting that phlegmy, like, phlegminess that I was totally expecting. And then pleasantly surprised.
Sucking down chocolate boogers?
Yeah. Oh, man. I knew that was
sucking down, sucking up.
I knew it was coming, too. And I braced myself for it, but there was no stopping that impact. Oh.
Sorry, I got an inside joke inside this coin.
Oh, okay. I'm waiting.
Oh, well, hold on. Oh,
okay, well, there was no bracing for the phlegminess. If you haven't had a snack pack in years, do not do it on a night you're getting somewhat of a drunk on.
Come on, Kyle. We can just tell him. We're snorting lines of snack pack.
That's why we need the straws.
Man, I could barely suck with... get enough suction with my mouth. Yeah, I don't know how my nose would do. I'm pretty sure my nose is only good for blowing. This nose is for blowing, not for showing.
Not for growing. You can't grow your nose.
Oh, what does this say?
God.
All right, so one side has like this. It looks like a woman wearing a swimming cap.
Huh.
And it says Republica Française. And that would be me, because I'd like to think that I'm a better swimmer.
What?
I like to think that. I never said it was true.
She's probably crossing the English Channel.
I don't know. They hate the English.
But that's in between England and France, isn't
it? And then on the back side, it has a big 10. Because you're a 10, Kyle. You're a fucking 10.
On a scale of 100. So.
0.100. You're a 10. We're not even at whole numbers yet. Surpass it.
Okay. So flip that baby. Flip that baby. Who can change the diaper the fastest? Your favorite game show where you flip a baby and then continue flipping it.
Oh, it's the swimming cap.
Oh, so you're going first? Oh, man, I was so pumped.
I know. Mine's pretty great.
Yeah.
It's definitely better than sucking a snack pack through a straw. I'll say that.
Yeah. If you have never had that misery, grab a snack pack and grab a straw, see where you land, and our voices and podcasting mic will suddenly sound much better.
All right. So, should we describe what the hell this is?
Oh, yeah. So, if you didn't catch the last season finale, we promised that if nobody would email us, we would be slurping pudding through a straw.
That's not what I meant.
Oh, and then addition to that, we suggested doing our own, we did choose your own adventure on the last finale.
Yep.
So this one was,
I remember it.
Quint your own Tarantino,
which I don't think worked out that way.
Yeah, I don't think it really worked out that way either. But I guess we didn't really capture the style, so it's more of a...
We're not him, all right?
Yeah. We're not genius movie directors, so...
If we were, we wouldn't be sucking snack packs.
Straw. Yeah. We would have abandoned that plan long ago.
But here we are.
For your amusement. And like 30 seconds of radio silence. So...
Sorry.
Oh. We're so sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. So we did like a thing.
An intro.
All right. This was written in like, I don't know, 8 minutes. So, yeah. You you are John Walters.
Ooh.
And it's like a scene. So I'm like painting a movie scene.
Okay, I gotcha.
You're the character John Walters.
I'm
You're
John
sprinting Walters. Down a hall. You're in a dead sprint. You're running for your life. You're terrified and excited. And horny all at the same time. Flashback to the morning of this event. So like that's the
morning
of the day.
After.
No, not the morning after, the morning of.
Prior. Yes. There's got to be a morning prior.
This is where you meet Mo.
Mo?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Wait, I'm
This is a scene. You're John Walters.
John Walters. Thank you.
You're meeting Mo. So you're John Walters meeting Mo.
Hey, Mo.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Been a while. How's it going?
Oh, man. Things are mowing. Like, down the street, on the car. It's just going everywhere. Hey.
Yeah.
What's that behind you? No. Oh. Sorry. Just, you know, get a little bit crazy out here. You better watch yourself. Here's an umbrella.
Oh, thanks. 30 degrees. It'll protect me from the mild temperature.
No, it's fine. It's great. It's a great day outside, but keep it on you. Will do. Nostravania.
I'll just Nostradamia.
Long Johnia.
Good old Long John Silverman in my umbrella pants.
All right, so there's that scene out of the way. Mo has a mental problem.
Oh, now I remember Mo.
Yep, so now you're kind of doing an inner dialogue about my mental problem.
Man.
Mo's mental problem.
I wonder why Mo would give me that umbrella. I mean, he's always been a bit off the wall. He did say hi to me twice and asked to look behind me. Maybe he's on some drugs or has a mental problem. I mean, I guess it could be, you know, maybe. Maybe he can tell the future or something.
Now we dive further into the origin story of Mo. Mo was 11 years old. It was a surprisingly cool Saturday in April. It was about 8 o'clock when his family was going to the petting zoo right down the road. It wasn't so much of a petting zoo, more of a livestock exhibition. You know, the local farmers would gather and show all their, you know, beasts of burden as well as the crops that they grew that year. I don't know what kind of crops are harvesting in April, but maybe it was avocados. Who the fuck knows? This is Mo's story, not yours. So, it's John Walters' story, but this story is about Mo.
Side character.
So, you know, Mo was just waddling along. He was a chubby one.
Bit of a duck.
And lo and behold, avocados fall. And when it landed, I don't know what they grow on. Trees?
I think they grow on trees.
So avocado falls out of a tree onto a bush that it might have also been growing out of and rolled towards Mo. As he bent over to pick it up, he got hit in the head with a hammer from his abusive father. And
plot twist.
Yep. So now, yeah, he was mentally handicapped.
Just so you know.
But John didn't know that till now. He was just suspecting. So
is this the end of the story?
No. Well, yeah. That's the end of Mo's origin. There's a lot more to tell.
Mo's origin story. He was finding avocados and he got in.
What?
Nothing. Keep going.
Okay. So, John Walters just thinks.
So he got his umbrella powers.
John Walters just thinks. He has his suspicions that Mo is mentally handicapped, but he's not sure. And so Mo approaches him. He says, listen, I know, keep that umbrella on you. I know a place where we can get a lot of dough. A lot of it. Tons of dough. And you're not going to have to worry about another thing, you know? Not going to have to worry about how am I going to pay for that? How am I going to, like, put my kid through experimentary school? I got lots of dough. And we're going to take it. We're going to find it. I got the place. I found it. You can take it. I'll help you grab it, but I'm not taking it.
Sounds awfully peculiar, Mo.
So now John Walters is having, you know, kind of like second thoughts, apprehension. Like, he's thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a great plan, Mo. You don't want it?
I don't want to take it. I want to grab it. I'll help you grab it. I'm not taking it, but I'll have it.
Okay. So what about this dough, Mo?
So we're going to go find this primo dough, right? I got it. I know where it is. I got it, but I'm not getting it. I'm going to take it, but I'm not grabbing it.
Right. You're not grabbing it.
You're going to grab it. I'll take it.
I thought you wouldn't take it.
No, I'll take it.
But you're not grabbing it. Okay.
Yeah, I don't grab dough. You see these hands? Dove. Lotion. Got your umbrella?
I do.
Because it's going to rain shits and bricks. So.
it's going to rain shits and bricks. So,
John Walters is still having second thoughts. So he's going to go talk to his confidant, Harry.
Harry. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Harry, you got a minute?
Oh, sure. I got a minute for you, John. What's going on?
Well, you know.
Hold on a second. Sorry. Yeah. You order a Cosmo? Get the fuck out of here. I can't deal with you. No, you said a Cosmo. No, not a Cosgrove. Cosmo. Not Costco. Cosmo. Here's your drink. Pay for it or leave. Hey, you want a Cosmo, John?
Nah, I'm good, Harry.
All right, hold on.
Ugh. Like putting through a straw, right?
Things. Yeah. So what's on your mind? What can I do for you, John?
Well, Harry, you know Mo, right?
Oh, yeah, sure, I know Mo. Yeah. Me and him go way back. You hear that thing about... never mind.
Yeah, the avocados, right?
Yeah, he loves avocados.
Hey, has Mo ever talked to you about Primo Dough?
Oh, man. He's talking to you about Primo Dough?
Yeah.
Man, you guys must be tight. He must really trust you.
So, no, then.
Well, I mean, he's told me about it. But he doesn't go spouting off about it. And you know Mo, he spouts off about a lot. Yeah. He's given me about 5 umbrellas this week.
Yeah, he gave me one too. I don't know where he keeps getting them from. Must be something about that grove. But he was saying that he had some opportunity to get Primo Dough, but he won't grab it. But he wants to take it, and he'll split it, but he won't grab it.
Maybe he's just talking like, I don't know, do you think this could be... I heard on the street that there's this big heist in the work, you know?
Oh.
And maybe he's talking like he needs some kind of middleman to actually get their hands on it. Like, he'll take it. He'll be
the wheel man.
Yeah, and he'll facilitate it. And I'll be
the bad motherfucker.
Yeah, that grabs it.
Yeah.
Because you're out of the loop, you know? You're not going to be recognized.
Yeah, now you
need an umbrella. That's just what I heard on the street, all right? I heard it's also going to be raining shit and bricks. But I'm not sure what that means. Oh. Mo told me that too. So maybe that means if something goes sideways, you know.
We're putting an awfully lot of trust in this character here.
Oh, I've known Mo for years.
Yeah?
Yeah, way back since, you know, it all happened.
Yeah, but...
but you don't never need to worry about
it. Okay. Well, that sounds like a plan since you never took him up on it. I guess I'm in it for the long haul.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I'll join too if he's got a job opening.
Oh, yeah. Man. Do you want to come along?
Yeah, I'll
tag along. I could use another sane person.
Yeah, I mean, you can never have anyone more sane than Mo. Right.
You got your umbrellas?
I can't grab them all. Here, you take one, but I won't grab that one.
Okay, so you're in the same boat here. You don't want to grab it, but you'll take it.
I'm just playing with you.
Okay, I was going to say, this has got to be a mummy curse or something.
So, everybody piles into a van.
Mo's van?
Yeah.
Okay. He can drive?
But the side says Sally's.
Inconspicuous.
Yeah, it's not Mo. So, Mo gives him the down low. He's telling him about stop looking at my paper. He's telling him about what's gonna happen. They're gonna rob a fucking bank. And Mo's, you know, spitting out all these numbers, no one can really keep track of it. But what's going on is he has developed what seems to be the perfect heist. And he can't grab it, but he will take it because the bank recognizes him. He's worked there for years. Turns out he was the doorman handing out umbrellas. And his favorite line to use that always make a customer smile was, "It's gonna rain shit and bricks," which was a little colorful for a bank doorman, but people loved it.
So, don't doubt.
So he gives the plan to John and to Harry, and he tells them to go in there, walk in there like they're gonna be investors or lenders or something, like they're looking for a loan. I don't know what, you know, it's gonna be rain shit and bricks, just hurry in. With your umbrella. But cool. Mo's rigged these umbrellas to, when they're released, shield them from sight.
And he's just been handing these out to us.
I mean, they're not invisible. They're just, like, block your face. So you go inside. So
he's rigged the umbrellas to be normal umbrellas.
So dodge from the cameras. And that's when you pull out your guns.
It's bad luck to have an umbrella on the inside.
Yeah, but shut up. So you're cutting off my plot points.
Sorry.
So not only does it conceal your identity, it also conceals what weapon you're carrying, so they can't identify you by the registry on the weapon that you had.
Ah.
Ah. Cameras can do that now. Or so Mo thought. So they go inside, and Mo rushes in because he doesn't think they're doing it right. And he's like, feels bad because he's like, maybe I should grab it. Maybe I should grab it so I can take it, because those guys right. are grabbing it. And now the heist is already in session. Like, better go crash the classroom. And so he runs in there, the bell rings, and he's worried because the safe's open. And he's like, oh no, I should have thought about umbrellas being open inside. It's unlucky. And he gets shot by a security guard. So, Mo gets shot.
Sorry.
It's okay. And so now we go into a first-person narrative from Mo's perspective, because we've been analyzing this from, like, a third-person. So now, anyways, Mo's been shot, and he's like, oh, God, this is so bad. I should have known. I couldn't grab it. I could take it, but I couldn't grab it. I wanted to have it, but I couldn't nab it, because I can't go down like this. God damn nabbit. So Mo's just sitting there writhing in pain, and he's freaking out. He's like, you guys gotta go on without me. John, Harry, just run. You can grab it, you can take it, you can have it. Use the umbrella because it's raining shit and bricks. And so it turns out when the guys are running by, Mo just tripped, fell. But he's, you know, mentally unstable, so he thought he was shot, and they just left him. And John Walter is trying to flee, because at this point, the cops have been called, and umbrellas don't stop, you know, visual profiling from, like, people with cell phones, because no one ever said, hey, you know, give me your phones, they just were blocking the cameras. Mo didn't have it all planned out, but he grabbed it, and now he has like- it, and he can't take it. Because the cops are coming.
And he thinks he's been shot.
And so he's trying to escape, and he's running down a hallway, and he's terrified and excited and horny. Because this is exciting. And your turn. Wasn't that story compelling?
It was very believable. I loved John's or Mo's origin story.
You think he's gonna get kicked in the head by like a mule or something?
I don't fucking know what I thought. I didn't expect that he got hit on the head with a hammer to come out of fucking nowhere
from his abusive father.
Oh man,
I kind of like the shits raining shit and rain and shits and bricks.
And then that like came up, that was his favorite line to say.
I can't grab it, but
I can take it. But I can't grab it, but you can have it.
Tag nabbit.
Oh man. I really like that.
Thank you.
That was amazing for the amount of
like, yeah, you watched me write it. It's quick.
Yeah, I put mine together longer, but
yeah, also mine's, I think that was the key. Like when we did the choose your own adventure, I wrote everything out.
Yeah,
and it seemed kind of like boom, 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 boom. I liked that this one because I really just wrote like a couple words and was like, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of did the same style as that, but I didn't get to like fully adapt mine as I wanted. But anyway, so you're sitting in your room and you hear a knock at the door, and it says, Donnie, can I come in? This is your father. I have something very important to tell you.
Yeah, Dad, yeah, you can come in.
Did you eat my car keys? And as he says that, your memories come flooding back to you, and you realize you realize that you had been secretly brainwashed as a child into becoming the like a CIA killer.
Agent like, Cody Banks.
Yeah. Except for Agent Donnie Banks.
Agent Donnie Banks.
And he says, do you remember Donnie?
But am I paranoid about him knowing that I remember?
Oh, no. You know that he put you into this training camp.
Do I want him to know that I remember, though?
Yes.
Yes, Dad. I remember. Everything.
Very good, Donnie. Eight Banks.
Donnie Banks.
Listen, we've been assigned two possible missions. Very popular week for us.
Okay.
Considering the last several years of your life have been normal.
Yeah.
But
I'm finally ready.
Okay.
I remember.
I have one job where we need to take somebody out. It's an assassination.
Oh, I thought you meant on a date. You know,
no.
Chelsea,
do you remember?
I really remember that she was looking especially hot yesterday.
She might have been Donnie, but you got to remember your training. You got to hold on to that.
Okay, but she only goes out for money.
Well, think of this as an opportunity for you to gain money. Okay, you see? Good parenting moment for us.
Thanks,
to have.
Dad.
You're welcome, Donnie. And then the second case is a bodyguarding mission. You know, secure the person and the package.
Yeah, and make like sure engage to Chelsea.
Yes.
Secure Chelsea.
No, it's not Chelsea. I don't know who that is. We got two files here.
Okay. One's a bodyguard.
One is an assassin.
I want to assassinate someone's ass.
Very well. All right. Here. I'll burn the second file. We won't accept it.
What?
Gonna burn the second file.
But we could, you know, we could do that after.
Nope.
We could
gotta burn it now.
We
won't
commit.
If we don't commit, we won't acquit. So, there we go. This is off our hands now. I'll let them know we're not taking the job.
All right. Do tell them, Dad.
All right. So, let's see. Okay. Looks like our target is...
Don't say Chelsea.
It's not Chelsea. It's a male.
Oh, thank God.
A male. He's an actor. Somewhat older.
Don't say it.
He's, you know, been in many movies. Nicolas Cage.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Paul Giamatti.
No. No. No, it's almost like you had a run-in with him previously or something. And didn't
no,
want...
just in a dream.
Well, we're going to assassinate Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm excited. I'm pumped.
You're pumped for this.
Yeah, pistol pump shotguns.
Perfect. All right. So the plan is, I mean, how do you kind of want to take him out? Do you want to go to his home? Do you want to kind of really want to take him out at his house? Do you want to, like, I think he might be planning a trip soon.
All right. Do I get to tell you my perfect murder plot, or what am I doing?
Yeah, yeah, okay, let's go. You've got the assassin training here.
All right.
I'm just your manager.
So listen, here's what I think we should do. You tell me at any point if this gets out of hand.
I think he's going to be traveling, so I think we should hit him at a hotel.
Hotel? Well, he's traveling. It could be at, like, an airline, you know? If he's in the air, where's he going to go, right? Sure, there's a lot of witnesses.
Yeah,
but
where are we going to go, Donnie?
We're
going to
be on the airline with him.
We're going down hard.
No, Donnie. Listen to my plan before you jump to conclusions, Dan.
Okay.
Trust me.
All right.
If anybody knows anything about Nicolas Cage, it's that he's full of himself, right? And he thinks he's the best. So, here's what we do. I'm still young. I'm still underage. We go. You're my dad. You've had enough of me. You're sick of me being like, I told you I got a hair on my chest yesterday. You don't make the GD rules. And so Nicolas Cage is sitting across the aisle from us, and I go, hey, I bet you can't suck a snack pack through a straw faster than me. And while he's trying it, I'm breathing through my nose, and I got a hole in the bottom of the snack pack where I'm leaking it out, and it looks like I'm winning. And he just starts sucking harder and harder, and he passes out. Because he can't breathe, but we're at high altitude. So when he passes out, his brain goes dead because he doesn't got a lot of cells left, and we win.
Donnie, I don't know
and
if you're all your
that
training.
Bodyguard thing.
I don't know if all your training made it through here. But let's just go ahead and hit him at the hotel. You can choose your way of death there.
Snack pack.
Okay. We'll casually enter his hotel room, challenge to start eating a snack pack through a straw, and then we'll figure it out from there.
Okay. Complimentary snack pack filled with poison. Snakes.
Yeah. There we go. And the snake is the straw. Yeah. Now I like it. All right. Then we surprise pack. we'll think about it. A good father-son road trip while we're getting there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Can we take a jet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can definitely take a jet.
A Jetta. Drive a Jetta down.
Yeah, whatever you want. I mean, we're fully comped on our expenses for this execution.
All right. Let's start by ski lift.
Donnie, I think some of that training might have hurt you a little.
I'm just playing, Dad.
Oh, okay.
Let's drive. Road trip.
Okay. So.
Pass on me.
So. Well, Donnie and his father are on a road trip to intercept Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage. What?
I fucking knew it.
You knew it?
After you introduced Nicolas Cage.
What?
Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to make me do? Come on.
Spit it out. Do you want to play Nicolas Cage?
I can't play Nicolas Cage. All right. There's no map.
Sounds a lot like you can be Nicolas Cage. Anyways, so Nicolas...
There's a map on the back of the Declaration of Independence.
Nicolas Cage is sitting in his, I guess, mansion-esque. Not really a mansion at this point. But he's sitting in his place.
His wharf.
His wharf. His boathouse. Making a painting and listening to Not Now podcast that he just discovered.
A painting of a snack pack.
And he's really enjoying the painting of the snack pack and Not Now podcast. Really enjoying both of those. He's just your normal guy underneath it all. So his phone suddenly rings.
Hello, this is Cage.
Hey, Cage. It's me, your manager. I just wanted to let you know.
Hey, Dickie Tom.
Hey, yo, Nick Dick.
Where them dick pics?
Yo, Dick. They're on the Cage phone. But, yeah, now you know it's really me.
Not Now podcast. They told me they were going to send me some of their dick pics. I never got any. Made me really depressed. I started painting a snack pack.
That's great. Tom, maybe we can sell that.
What's the scoop, Dickie Tom?
Well, Cage, as you know, we were interested in setting up that deal with Jakey J, and you know, I think we got it on the lines. But I wanted to let you know that I got wind that some people are not happy about this.
Well, they're not happy. Maybe they should try getting in my shoes. You know. Seeing what it's like to steal the Declaration of Independence or trade faces with John Travolta.
Yeah, and we got that merch for you. We got that merch for you, Cage. We just got to get it lined up. I just want you to be careful, man.
Oh, don't worry. I played a gun dealer in Lord of War. Oh. I know how that's all about.
Didn't you, like, carry a bow or something?
No, that was Weathervane.
Weatherman, I think. Yeah, wait, okay, it was whatever.
It was fun with Dick and Sally.
I got you, Cage boy. Now...
I was also in that movie, Terminator.
I won't question you. I'm just a manager here. I just wanted you to be really careful, Cage. That's all.
Don't worry. I got two Vipers in my pocket. Like Gone in 60 Seconds.
Okay.
Or those are Shelbys. So two shelves.
So, I mean, when you get the merchandise, I mean, you know what you're looking for, right? Do you need anybody who can... okay.
Validate.
So your plan is to meet with someone else, right? You got to meet up with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake, oh, I love that guy. He's a great actor.
I know.
I wish that one day I could even surmount some kind of acting ability, even equivalent to the Ovaltine kid on that commercial.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I honestly have about the acting ability of Cookie Monster.
Well, that's fantastic. You know, he got...
But I get paid better.
That's true. You don't have any t-shirts, though. He has a couple t-shirts. We'll get you on that. You know,
get me a Cage shirt.
Yeah,
I want it to be made of a bunch of thin straps, made out of snack pack lids. So it's a cage for your body.
Embrace the cage.
Embrace obesity.
Yeah, there you go. You keep that painting skill up. Now,
I'm a visionary, goddammit.
Now, do you need to, like, I don't know if you need it, but I can call in an expert to analyze the merchandise. You know, this is a pretty valuable cheese pig he's bringing you.
Oh, it's a cheese pig.
Yeah. I mean, you right, asked for one I a need. Couple weeks ago, so
I can, I did I some can digging. Validate the cheese pig. What I need is half a lemon, a hairdryer, an easy bake oven, and some nerdy guy is going to yell at me that I'm stealing a cheese pig.
Okay. I think I can get a hold of that.
If you can get my dad to come out and tell me how to do it right, we might be able to pull this off.
I don't know about Dick Cage. Dick Cage. I mean, I don't know if he's available for that. I mean, I'm your man. I wouldn't you be the best person to ask for that?
Yeah, you're right. I can do it.
All
right. I'm the expert on cheese pigs.
Okay. All right. So you're going to analyze the cheese pig from Jake Gyllenhaal. Watch out, though, because some people are ferociously upset about this deal.
About Jake Gyllenhaal?
No, about you.
I love that guy.
They don't want you to get a cheese pig. Oh,
those bastards. It's just like how they don't want me to get an Oscar.
Yeah, I know. What kind of world is this? Anyway.
They just keep blocking me out, being like, he's not talented, he's a piece of shit, and I paint a snack pack for every one of those bastards.
Well, I'm glad.
Like a Fabergé egg. I eat all the pudding and then take the outside and then send it to
him. Well, I'm glad you got that under control. I mean, I just wanted to let you know the deal's on.
I'm losing my freaking mind.
That's great. That's great, Cage. You keep that mind under lock and key and don't lose it, okay?
You got it.
All right, you got to keep this straight. Okay.
Straight cheese pig.
So
not a homo.
No homo cheese pig. So
no Brokeback Mountain shit. Jake Gyllenhaal's there.
So Nicolas Cage goes to his hotel where he plans to meet Jake Gyllenhaal and exchange services for the cheese pig and find out the cheese pig's authenticity.
Okay. This is a mozzarella pig. I can tell by his melting.
In the fact that the lemon doesn't squeeze properly over it. Where's that nerdy kid with glasses?
In this incandescent lighting, I can tell.
I will paint a snack pack.
Okay, oh, so they go to the hotel room.
So they go to the hotel room, and, you know, from a van named Sally's Flowers, and Donnie and his father spot him entering.
Hey, Dad, there's that snack pack guy.
There's our target. All right, let's go into the hotel room. I'm gonna distract the clerk, and we'll figure out.
In. Clerk, I'm gonna sneak this bazooka in a violin case.
Okay. You can do it, Donnie. I trust your training.
It's a bazooka that fires poison darts.
Okay, that all works for me.
It has to be fired by an elephant because, you know, the tube is so big, the pressure from the air.
You don't got to explain it. Yeah, I'm fine with it. You're the one with the training here.
Okay, thanks, Dad.
I'm just your handler. Did you eat my car keys? You still remember who you are?
I remember who I am. I ate the car keys.
Okay, the pass freeze. Okay, gotcha. All right, we're good to go. So
Agent Donnie, man. Agent Donnie, man.
And as you're singing your theme song.
He has brownie hands because he stole the pen from his mom.
Mom.
I don't have a mom. Sad.
Single dad. Donnie's dad goes in and distracts the hotel clerk by pretending to have a back spasm from carrying his own luggage.
Oh, my back just arrived. I've been carrying this luggage the whole time. Oh, it's probably because my dick's so big, too. That doesn't help.
Oh, my, sir. I don't want to help you with your dick.
I just threw this luggage across the room.
Oh, my gosh.
Could you go get that for me? God, my dick's so big.
Of course, sir. Of course, sir. Anything to help you.
Hey, while you're down there, can you just make sure it didn't get scuffed? Don't stand up.
Oh, of course.
Turn around.
All right.
I'll watch you from the back. Don't worry. I got your back.
So Donnie sneaks in and gets the information.
That worked.
That worked. So Donnie sneaks in and gets the information and knows which room Nicolas Cage is staying in.
He's
retrieved the information, and now it's time for a judgment call. Now, there's some questionable intel. They don't know where the exchange is going down. So Donnie and his father regroup.
Oh man, I worked like a charm, son. I just told the hotel clerk my dick was so big that I threw my back out and that it scuffed my luggage. He was a great clerk, but I didn't have a room there, so I don't know where the hell my luggage is. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know if they're supposed to meet in the hotel or if there's another spot or if we should just go for it now. What do you think with your training?
I can tell. I can definitely smell a dirty actor, Nicolas Cage. He's here.
Did you get the room number?
Oh, I got the room number. Staying? Yeah.
And you know what we're doing? You got a plan figured out?
I got a plan figured out. So he's staying in room number 9 for Nicolas, 3 for the letter C in the alphabet Cage, and 0 for his acting ability.
Man, he really knows how to book a room.
You're goddamn right he does.
All right, let's get him.
So wait, you want to hear the plan?
Oh, yeah. Well, what's the plan?
The plan is I got this big bazooka.
All right, you got it in a violin case, and it only shoots poison darts.
Blown by an elephant. But if that doesn't work, because, I mean, you threw your luggage, so the elephant's not here, clearly.
Clearly he was in the luggage.
You gotta...
It wasn't just my big dick that threw my back out.
Yeah, so we're going to have to go to plan B. I've got these smoke bombs and flashbang grenades. Okay?
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
So we're going to chuck those in. We're going to... housekeeping, whatever. And we're going to throw those in. And then, while they're flashbanged and smoked out, we're just going to slit the throat.
Perfect.
And leave.
Wait, housekeeping? Why are we going to kill housekeeping?
No.
Okay. Nicolas Cage. Okay, yeah. I'm on there. All right, you got it, though. Yeah, you're the smart kid. That's why we need you.
We got to stun him, smoke him, kill him. And then, you know, whatever's left, if we have a little bit of time, we can, you know, take a photo shoot, you know.
Yeah, just make sure to put on your glasses. We don't want anything bad going on here.
Oh, that's a good point. I got these basketball player goggles, you know, because I'm going to be doing physical activity. So I just...
No sweat in your eyes.
Yeah, I'll be just like this while we're doing it.
that's perfect. All right, let's go.
I kind of feel like Batman.
So you, Donnie, and your dad,
it should be more.
you guys go to go in, and just out of curiosity, Donnie, is your plan?
I can see my reflection
when you go up to room. When you're going up to room 930, do you want to take the elevator or the stairs? It's not consequential. I'm just curious.
The stairs. I like to get in a good cardio before I attack someone.
So as you're getting hiked up,
it's level up, 9, you know, nine flights.
As you're hiking up 9 flights of stairs, going Donnie, gonna kill.
That wasn't my theme song.
Oh, I can't remember it.
My brownie hands,
Donnie, brownie hands.
His mom made brownies and she's dead.
That he doesn't know his mom and his single dad. Yeah. So, something like that. As you're hiking up the stairs singing, you open the door to floor 9, and you see the elevator doors open.
Oh.
And you see a swarm of assassins pop out, fully loaded to the teeth.
Because they were hired by Donnie Darko, aka Jake Gyllenhaal.
They were double booked.
Is that why you did this?
We were double booked.
Oh.
Yeah, so your father turns to you and says, "We're double booked, Donnie. We gotta get the kill first. Let's take these guys out."
And I go, "Listen, Dad, double book and never stop the bookcase."
I don't know what you mean by that, but we gotta fucking kill these guys.
Sorry, I was gonna say. Shadow clone
jutsu! Donnie transforms into a plethora of Donnies, all with bazookas full of poison darts and violin cases. His big dick dad just... slaps down at least 2 assassins.
And then the day is saved.
The day is saved. And as you open the door to Nicolas Cage's room, you see him running out from the lobby 9 floors below you.
Shit, that's about I guess we just have these smoke bombs for nothing.
So
put on these wingsuits, Dad.
Well, you hustle back down to the van.
Oh. That's a long way. Can we take the elevator?
All right, you fly out the window of the suite, 9:30, and glide down to the van where Nicolas Cage is already trying to make his escape.
Sally's Flowers.
Sally's Flowers van. And it looks like he's heading either towards the he's heading towards like the docks, or he's heading towards the airport. And I mean, Donnie, I don't know. It looks like I can't make it out because we're a little bit behind. Do you think he's heading towards the airport, or do you think he's heading towards the docks?
God damn it, Dad! For all the times for you not to be able to tell your left from your right,
so my big dick was in the way. What do you want? I get excited from the chase,
Dad. We both know that's just a ploy to distract people. You ain't got a big dick. You know how I know? Because I'm little Donnie.
Very good point, son. So, which way are we going?
Docks.
Docks? All right. So,
if I know something about a guy who makes Fabergé backpacks, he's going to the docks.
So, you go to the docks, and you see a boat leaving that says Cage Pack 1. So you trail it. You trail it in Sally's Motor Flowers. Speedboat. Boat Flower
aqua
Platoon.
Flower.
The Aqua Flower. The Seaweed 3.
Seaweed.
So you trail him, and it goes off to this island. And it's a weird island that's shaped like a pig.
And a cheese pig.
A cheese pig, possibly. Definitely a pig-shaped island, though. But you go
New Guinea.
You go to the island. And
sorry,
Papa.
Papa Big Dick.
Papa Big Dick New Guinea. Anyway, so you go to the island, and you see that it's a very high class island.
Oh,
you know,
not
for a lot
Papa
of
New Guinea. Yeah,
a lot of
sorry, Papa New Guinea.
You're just not there yet. One day, Papa New Guinea, you'll get your own cheese pig. But anyway, you make it to the island, and everybody's
high class,
really. So you decide to deck out yourselves and dress up in suits. You know, nothing feels better to Donnie than killing a guy in a suit.
Dad, I'm surprised your big dick fit in this tuxedo.
You both know that was a lie, Donnie. You already told me that. You're trying to just shame me now.
Well, my training taught me to shame.
Well, it's not big enough to throw my back out. That's for sure. But I don't think many people have that problem, so I guess that's not really a slight.
I mean, I carried a bazooka just fine.
In a violin case, which was seemingly impractical, but somehow, Donnie, your assassin expertise led you to this. So, I think we found him. I know, I've been doing some surveillance while you were getting fitted for your tux and getting your violin bazooka packed away. So,
we had time to tailor the tuxedos.
Well, we can't look sloppy, Donnie. And this is an all expense paid. We gotta cash in while we can. I'm a single dad. What do you want from me?
My life insurance policy couldn't cover this. Yeah.
Well, fine. If you don't want to write off all the expenses, I guess we'll skip out on some of the fancy restaurants around here.
Oh, what kind of restaurants they got, Dad?
They got all kinds of fancy ones. You know, they got a jumbo cheese. They got a deep fried brownies.
Let's go wherever you want to go, Dad.
I think we got to go to the Mission.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which also has a lot of free food.
Oh, let's go. Chinese buffet.
Casino. Close. Yeah, Nicolas Cage is going in the... Yeah, he's going to the Cage Casino.
Should have known.
No holds barred is what they call it. But
we're going... No holes are barred.
Yep.
It's all open access.
Yeah.
That dirty bastard.
All right. Well, let's pull the van around front. the van boat.
They got the van here. It transforms. It's an amphibious vehicle.
That's why we're a little bit behind. Thanks for explaining, though, for those people who aren't listening. But we made it here, so we might as well just park it up front. And we'll go in. So you go into the casino, and you see Nicolas Cage, you know, just kind of flaunting his shit, like acting like he's, you know, the hot snap pack of the bunch, waiting for his, waiting for Jake Gyllenhaal, but his, I want to say refugee, but that's not right.
Why?
Like the person who's like the signal person. You know what I mean? Anyway.
No.
goddamn. Rendezvous.
Oh, okay.
Waiting for his rendezvous and,
waiting for his Jake Gyllenhaal to sweep him away.
So he's waiting for the cheese pig to show up and his rendezvous for that. So, you sit down and, you start playing a game of blackjack with him.
21. Blackjack.
Dude, hey, you're Donnie gets this.
Yeah. Thank you. Hey, aren't you Jake Gyllenhaal? No, I'm Nicolas Cage. Funny you should bring that up. Why is it funny? I don't know. I just said that. Hey, how about I buy you a round? Well, I'm not really 21. Well, how about a Pop-Tart? I could go for a Pop-Tart. Say, kid, I kind of like you. You like snack packs? I hate them. All right, I'm leaving this table.
And,
sorry.
Well, no problem. That was just supposed to be the death scene.
Well, no, he goes to leave the table.
He goes to leave the table.
Then Donnie
says, hey, have you ever heard the violin?
I'm actually a bigger fan of the cello. Donnie fired his violin bazooka in the middle of a crowded casino. Silently.
Silently. Nobody knew what happened. Everybody scattered. Jake Gyllenhaal ran off with the cheese pig.
And he made out to make $1 million on 100 other movies because he's a much more talented actor.
The end.
God bless you, Jake Gyllenhaal. You'll find that cheese pig someday. Sorry, I just got caught up in
that. No worries. I think I thwarted your final scene too, so we're fine.
I don't think so. I don't know what my final scene is.
Well, I mentioned that bad luck.
Like, bad luck, and I'm like,
yeah.
Well, that's it. That's all we got.
Yeah.
It's a finale. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yep.
Respond!